KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today. The high of 47, winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A winter storm watch remains in effect from Friday morning about 9 o'clock here in the Atlantic area through late Friday night or 6 a.m. Saturday morning for most of the KJAN listing area, with the exception of the far west counties and northwest, where the watch is in effect from 6 a.m. Friday until 6 a.m. Saturday. Snow accumulations of anywhere from 5 to 10 inches are possible, with locally higher amounts possible. Here in the Cass County area, we're looking for 5 to 8 inches of snow, 3 to 6 farther off to the west and northwest. Travel is expected to become difficult tomorrow and impact the evening commute especially. Also, speaking of travel, there is an accident involving a semi-tractor trailer that has both lanes of Interstate 80 eastbound blocked at mile marker 69. The accident happened a little after 6 a.m. Anita Fire and Rescue and Cass EMS responded to the scene. A detour is in effect, or in place that is, from White Pole Road to Highway 148 to get back around that crash site. DOT cameras show that there's a good line of backed up semis and other vehicles in the stretch of around the area between Anita and Adair this morning. So again, be prepared if you're heading eastbound on I-80 for a detour to take you around that and get you over toward Adair via White Pole Road. In our news, the Atlantic Community School District Board of Education held their regular monthly meeting Wednesday evening. During the meeting, the board received a special presentation from Cheryl Anderson with regard to ESL, or English Second Language Program, update. They also received updates from Schuler Principal James Northwick, Middle School Principal Josh Rasmussen, and High School Principal Heather McKay. Superintendent Steve Barber started his report off with...
Before I start getting my superintendent report, just want to take this opportunity to reflect on the accident that happened in Red Oak a couple days ago, where a 12-year-old was killed down there. My thoughts go out to that family as well as the Red Oak community. I passed around also a thank you from the Anderson family, who tragically lost Avery over the holidays, and Avery loved life, and everybody that knew that he loved life. So thoughts go out to all those individuals.
Mr. Barber said also that school officials on Monday had a construction meeting on the district's facilities project. They focused, he said, on how do we get this to the finish line.
So at that particular time, we identified three or four different things that still needed to be done. According to Graphite, they said that all the punch list items were done. So over the next week or so, FRK, Ferris, and Ryder Associates will be doing what is called a back punch, meaning the punch list has been created. So they're going to go check and see if all that work is done. So it's really the accountability piece for Graphite. And then at that time, FRK will determine how much retention money we will award Graphite, based upon how much is completed.
He said also progress is being made at the middle school following the devastating fire that took place, and all the subfloors are in, and drywall hanging on the bottom floor began Wednesday.
We passed the electrical inspection on the bottom floor, so electrical will be back next week, and working on the main floor. Stalker flooring will also be arriving next week. Once the drywall is hung on the lower level, Camlins will be able to put in the spiral duct for the HVAC system.
He said they're still looking to get staff into the building by the first part of this July or early August. In other business, the Atlantic School Board discussed an employee retention stipend proposal to assist in the teacher shortage during the pandemic. Barber said the district has received confirmation from the Iowa Department of Education that providing staff with a retention stipend fits an appropriate use of ESSER, which is the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief dollars. Governor Reynolds has proposed a $1,000 stipend to Iowa's teachers to recognize their commitment to education and to assist with the current teacher shortage.
We believe, we've stated it multiple times, that all of our school employees are valuable to the mission of our school and students.
And his proposal for all employees, full or part-time, will receive a stipend based on continuous years of service at the conclusion of the 21-22 school year. Years of service will be determined by the number of continuous years as a contracted employee, and breaks in service or years spent as a substitute employee will not be counted.
So if you have served our school district for 1 to 4 years, one being a partial year would be counting as one, we would give that individual $1,000. 5 through 9 years of experience, $1,250, and 10 plus years of experience, $1,500.
All total, it would cost the district about $350,000 for the 275 employees if they return for the 2022-23 school year. If approved, the payments would be made to the staff on September 1st, 2022. Board member Josh McLaren liked the proposal. He just didn't care for the word retention and proposed hero pay instead, citing other school districts have taken the same path. The proposal will be listed as an action item on the board's agenda next month. Board President Jenny Williams reminds parents also that there is no school next Monday, January 17th, due to a staff wellness day. You can read more about Wednesday night's school board meeting in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests took place Wednesday. 40-year-old Rebecca LaRocco was arrested on 12 felony counts of forgery with additional charges pending. LaRocco was being held at the Adams County Jail on a $60,000 cash bond. And 25-year-old Matthew Avila was arrested on a valid Adams County warrant for failure to appear. He was being held without bond at the Adams County Jail. The Red Oak Police Department arrested 48-year-old Jerry Lee Dawson of Hastings Wednesday. He was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant for contempt and or resisting a court order. Dawson was transported to the Mills County Jail, where he was being held without bond. And finally in the news, Montgomery County became the 34th out of Iowa's 99 counties to become a Second Amendment sanctuary. The County Board of Supervisors Tuesday voted 3-2 on approving a resolution declaring the county as a sanctuary for the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. Montgomery County joins other area counties, including Page, Mills, Adams, Taylor, and Pottawatomie, as Second Amendment sanctuaries. Fremont County added itself to the list by passing a resolution Wednesday morning, making them the 35th county in Iowa to become a Second Amendment sanctuary. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.